Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Matt, thanks a lot for touching on the topic on voters' rights. We know what the crime family and the thugs want to do. They want to restrict voting. They already won a case here in Wisconsin to gerrymander our state. They will do whatever it takes, including stampeding the Capitol and killing and maiming people. They will do whatever it takes. They're ruthless. We have to message this the right way, because if we don't, we lose democracy. And so I can't thank you enough about touching. Remember, these people deny science. They deny education. They deny our Joint Chiefs. They deny our FBI, CIA. They basically deny America. And I'm sick and tired of them. You know, Belarus is accepting applications for citizenship. I'll sponsor the first plane. They can get on it and go and live their commie life in some other country, but not mine. Not mine, Matt. Thanks and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. Well, you know what's great is Alexander Lukashenko, the strongman over there, he's a murderer and a thief, just announced that he is willing to let Russia put nuclear weapons on his territory, which is right on the Polish border. I mean, that gets real close to Germany, Italy, France, and the UK, as well as Poland and Eastern Europe. He's also said that he's also integrated his military with them and said that he will back Russia if they attack Ukraine. It's very, very dangerous. The Republicans are not sticking up for America. They're attacking America, suing the FBI, the CIA. It's time we stood up for America. Bill, thanks a lot. Next, we're going to Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks a lot. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, echoing what Bill said. I mean, but you know, sign them up and they can all go to Mother Belarus now. All the Republican traitors. I mean, that pure and simple. I mean, that do they want to be? You know, hopefully history will not be kind to these men, and they'll be judged like Judge Taney when it comes to these voter suppression laws that are coming out. I mean, it's not precise to call it Jim Crow, but I mean, what they're doing. I mean, they're trying to reestablish that. I mean, a powerful thing, that how the monuments came down. I just saw that on PBS. They're talking about how these Jim Crow laws went in place in the South after Reconstruction was ended, and that how they slowly came back and, you know, came back stronger and stronger until finally in the 1960s, you know, with the Voting Rights Act, that
right.
We thought they were interred, but they're coming back again. And these guys should be called out for what they are.
Right. I mean, you know, and you're making a good point. And you know, blending in what you and Bill of Oconomowoc said, when you have a U.S. senator like Ron Johnson saying he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI, but he trusts Trump and then he trusts Putin, you know, that's not American, okay? I don't care what your politics are. Let's stand up for America. Thanks for calling. We have two more callers before the end of the show. Joe of Tucson, my friend, formerly of Stevens Point. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt, real quick, what do you think is the likelihood that we will focus on voter Bill of Rights? And why are we dragging our feet in the Democratic Party? And what do you think leadership's take is on that? And I'll jump off the line. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. You know, Joe, I think that, believe it or not, is the most important question. And all of this other legislation is important. But if we had fair maps, you know, the voter rights bill, the first one, SB1 and HR1, standardized federal elections around the country. Why shouldn't we? These are federal elections for president and for Congress. So there'd be uniform absentee voting, uniform drop boxes, uniform rules. You couldn't have thugs at the polls intimidating everybody. And there'd be fair maps. Now, the reason that hasn't gotten through, that is the strong support of 48 senators, the vast majority of the House, well, the whole Democratic caucus, and Joe Biden. The name, one of them is your senator, Sinema, and the other one is Manchin of West Virginia. They have said they won't vote for him. They won't vote for him. If they don't vote for him, we have 48 votes. The other side has 50. Kamala Harris doesn't come in the mix. It loses 50-48. Manchin and Sinema are quasi-Republicans. their donors have gotten to them. Manchin's donors are energy companies, Sinema's are pharmaceutical companies. They do not want to suspend the filibuster even for one vote. Moscow Mitch did for Supreme Court appointments. Moscow Mitch knew he couldn't get some of these people through. He just flat out suspended it when he was in charge. Why can't we for voting rights? Why can't we for voting rights? There is nothing, in my view, that Joe Biden or Schumer or Pelosi can do to change Manchin's mind. And, you know, after the upcoming elections, we'll see what the lineup is. One day it will go through. That is the holdup. Thanks a lot for calling, Joe. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Well, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you, Bill and Mark and Joe. My question was basically what Joe wanted you to talk about, because we sit in Wisconsin now and probably going to lose our democracy, and it's possible. Well, I don't want to talk about it because it's very depressing. But I don't understand Manchin. I just don't get it. And it's just, I don't have the words for those two senators. It's just, it's sad. So with that, thanks for all your wonderful callers. And I think Joe living in Arizona was a smart thing to do. Okay, thanks, Matt. Have a great day.
Well, the weather's better. If you like, the weather's better. But look, I'm a lot more upbeat about our democracy. We're the greatest country that ever lived, that ever existed. Not just the economy and militarily, our values, our constitution. And it really is the case. And we will come out of this. And I think that in Wisconsin, the gerrymander that Brian Hagedorn, the Supreme Court justice, in his concurrence in that decision yesterday, where he said that he's going to look at communities of interest and preserving them, is a way, really quite a way, to take care of a lot of the problem. And I've suggested that Professor Matt Petering, whom I'm interviewing top of the second hour tomorrow, come up with an algorithm where you can adjust the borders in less than 10 minutes, no matter what data you put in, and a special master could easily do it. And I think ultimately, right now, communities of interest are chopped up six ways from Sunday so that you have packing and cracking. Packing and cracking. Under the Hagedorn theory, Sheboygan couldn't be carved up and packed and cracked, and neither could Greene County. I know both of those are carved up. Waukesha County. Put communities of interest together over the interests of either political party. That is an astounding statement. And it took a lot of courage, because the truth is, yeah, he voted with the majority. So everybody goes, oh, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. The sky is not falling. Appoint a special master. And I'm telling you, there's an algorithm that Professor Matt Petering of UWM has come up with that is incredibly important. And the master can sit there and just play with it. And his charge from a majority, which should be Hagedorn and the three others, would go a community of interest. What would it look like if we preserve them in Grant County, Greene County, Sheboygan County, Waukesha County, every county? Well, the county matters. The county matters. Cities matter. Towns matter. Packing and cracking would then fall apart somewhat. You can't guarantee result, but it is what it is. Listen, thanks a lot for calling. Coming to the end of the show. Great show, great call-ins. Stand by for a great interview tomorrow with Professor Matt Petering, the second, top of the second hour, on his redistricting algorithm. Stand by for some great programming coming up. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.